Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. My goodness. Well, I was thinking about meditating on, because of what's happening right now in South Africa, where one of John G. Lake's churches that he founded in his ministry, and John G. Lake was an awesome man of God. Mm-hmm. And you can read about him in a lot of different books. I like Robert Lierden's viewpoint of him in God's Generals. And Todd Bentley is down in, who was mentored and restored and beautifully restored by Rick Joyner, who also, you just think, oh my goodness, you know, are
he's
we
awesome.
Even, isn't he nice? Like, oh my
he's
goodness.
Awesome.
You're like, oh, you're right. And, but Todd was humble enough to say, I want to go through this. It takes two situations.
Yeah.
And because he's dead now, he is out redigging the wells of John G. Lake in one of John G. Lake's biggest churches in South Africa.
Durban,
South Africa.
Wow.
And, what is the couple with God TV?
Wendy and Roy.
Oh, yeah. Wendy and Roy.
Yeah. That they're there broadcasting it. They're probably like going, this is probably the second week of it. And it happened on the anniversary of Lakeland, right?
The Lakeland outpouring, yeah.
Lakeland outpouring.
Oh, wow.
And it's just so beautiful. People say, well, that can't happen. Listen, that's who we all are. The day that you think you can be used because you're worthy is the day that you can no longer be used.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing about that, too, is that they, like a week before that, before they even broadcast it, they did like a two-hour interview with Todd because they broadcast the Lakeland outpouring. And so it was the first time that they had an opportunity to get together and kind of just talk about everything. And you could see just so much humility and just even Todd sharing repentance and their receiving of that. And it was just raw and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And here you go, a week later, God pulls it all together, kind of, you know, just allows this whole thing to, and they didn't even know, they had no idea that was going to happen and they were going to be there, but God knew.
Right.
And so they suspended some of their broadcasting to step out on God again and say, you know what, we're going to broadcast this to the nations. And they have all kind of verified healings that are taking
miracles.
Place, and just God's power is just manifesting in such an amazing way.
You can watch it at God.tv, God.tv,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can actually go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and there might even be a embedded player there where you can watch it on the Torch.
We'll
see what they're going to do today. But this is exciting. Yeah, this is exciting to see where, and so you have Rick Joyner now, who is a spiritual father now to Todd. And that's what Todd really needed.
Mm-hmm.
He needed covering. He needed, you know, so many things. I was talking with, you know, Brother Ken, my spiritual father that had passed away in the Lord, about God's generals and those that have gone before us. And he said that a lot of them ended up the way they ended up because they just didn't have covering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, Mariah Etter, that it wouldn't have been so, or you think about Amy Semple McPherson and the torment that she had to go through.
Bless her heart,
because
yeah.
There was nobody to step in. And she looked for covering, but nobody, because they said, you're a woman.
Right.
They wouldn't, you know, she had to actually follow God alone because.
Isn't that awful?
So she had, it's terrible. And so she started the four square church only because that people wouldn't absorb the harvest. It's so ignorant, you know, it's just so ignorant. And she is the first woman in America to have a radio station, I believe. She was the first one. And just did a powerful. A lot of the charismatic movement in the world today comes out of her lineage.
Well, you see so many, she's sad to say, so much of the church is getting their inspiration from Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I've heard it said so many times that because the church was in Los Angeles, that the people in Hollywood would come into her meetings and get inspiration.
Oh.
Because inspiration for their programs just by being in her meetings and how she was influencing just the entire world.
And the way she preached, she would act out the word. They would literally have theater on a stage in the Angeles Theater, and which is now being used by the Dream Center, I think, in L.A., that and they would just act it out, just real dramatic, very sanguine-y. Very sanguine. Open, flamboyant, march down parades. She's just openly in love with Jesus. But you look at, now we can understand things a little bit more. What probably was going on was the old move. God was making sure that what he was doing through Amy was not integrated with what he did do. And so the old move rejected the new move, and therefore it was pure in its in what was going on. But her personally, you know, would not have had all the probably all the stuff, drama, mama drama, where her mother was helping her out, and they were always, you know, arguing and different things going on. And but God uses human beings.
So
now you look at, you know, Todd's got wrecked. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Here
he is. He's working hard. You know, it's the working of miracles. It's like, it takes work. You're working and believing and praying and working and believing on the second week. And he gets an email from his spiritual father. And he begins to speak over him. And he says, "You're redigging the wells of John G. Lake." He says, "Trouble's going to come, but it's going to be like smoke." I'm paraphrasing. "It's going to be like smoke. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. But keep doing the work because you're redigging the wells." There's nothing more beautiful than that, because often so many people are alone. But you understand, they have a relationship, though. It's not some, "Hey, you know, I'll write you a check and just, you know, whatever."
Yeah.
They actually, they relate. And don't tell me it doesn't make a difference having a spiritual father and honoring those that have gone before you. And now he has a spiritual father speaking over what's taking place and encouraging him. He's not alone like he was alone in Lakeland.
Yeah.
And he's got Wendy and Rory not taking it for granted. Because, listen, last time we did not cover him in prayer. We did not cover this move in prayer. This is about Jesus. This is not about this man, you know. And so they're calling out now for intercession. I mean, they're paying attention now instead of just assuming. And quite often we just let gifts move. And we don't pay attention. There's a human being there that can die in the whole process of what's going on. You listen to VFN Radio. We'll be right back continuing this conversation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.